Test 65, Section 3, Question 20. Here we're looking for an assumption required by the argument. And it says, when teaching art students about the use of color, teachers should use colored paper rather than paint in their demonstrations. So use colored paper rather than paint. Colored paper is preferable because it readily permits a repeated use of exactly the same color in different compositions. Okay, so one of the pieces of evidence, you can use it in different compositions, but it's always going to be the same. Which allows for precise comparison of the color's impact in varying contexts. So you basically can compare it in context. With paint, however, it's difficult to mix exactly the same color twice. So it's saying, here's how paint is inferior. And the varying textures of the applied paint can interfere with the pure effect of the color itself, and the different textures can interfere with the color itself. So basically the conclusion is the first sentence, so use paper, not paint. The evidence is paper, you can use the same thing in different contexts, which lets you compare. Paint, it's hard to get the same color, and the texture can mess it up. With this one, I kind of wasn't sure 100% exactly what all the assumptions were. I felt like, well, you're assuming that, you know, the texture matters and that comparison is a big thing or something. Because the conclusion is about when teaching them about the use of color, what they should use. So we've got to assume that comparison is critical to the use of to the learning the use of color. So let's look at A, or not necessarily critical, but at least important. Two pieces of paper of exactly the same color will have the same effect in a given context, even if they are different textures. Well, we don't really have anything. We don't have to assume anything about the texture of paper. A slight difference in the color of two pieces of paper is more difficult to notice than a similar difference in the color of two paint samples. I don't think we really had evidence that it's easier or harder to notice the differences with paper. Changing light conditions have less of an effect on the apparent color of a piece of paper than on the apparent color of a sample of paint. Well, we don't have to assume that light conditions affect paper more or less, just that because we already know texture. Then observing the impacts of colors across varying contexts helps students learn about the use of color. Well, here this does have to be assumed, because one of the reasons that was given for the benefits of the paper over paint was it allows you to observe the impact across varying contexts. So D is good, and then it is important that art students understand how the effects of using colored paper in various compositions differ from those in using paint. It doesn't say that we need to teach them the differences between the paper and paint, it's just that color across different contexts can be different. So therefore, answer choice D is the one that stays on topic, doesn't bring in new outside things, and does end up being what we have to assume.